This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this night and forevermore. Oh, precious Father, as we're approaching the throne of grace, we come to you humbly and all stuff under thy mighty hand. Today, just to thank you and praise you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Just to thank you and praise you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We are so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of the living. We are so grateful and thankful to be on top of the ground not on top of us. In the name of Jesus, hide me behind Calvary's cross and run these lips of clay. Crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Never I'll get out of the way that you may have your way here today. In the name of Jesus, let the Holy Spirit of God just come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here today. In the name of Jesus, we bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth here tonight. In Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, I thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your love. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible with me, I'd like you to open up to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. And also, we'll be looking at 1 Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 9. And the word of God reads in Ephesians 4, verse 14 through 16. It says, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness wherewith they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compact by that which every joint supplied, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9, the word says, for we are laborers, fellow workers together with God. We are God's field. We are God's building. As individual team members, we must study and learn what is required. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord bless those that hear the word and do the word from this day forward. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray. Just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about God's work. It's teamwork. God's work is teamwork. As individual team members, we study and learn what is required. In the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, it says, all scriptures is given by inspiration of God, profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. God's work is teamwork. Biblical fellowship is built on shared calling, shared beliefs, shared hope, and shared faith and suffering. God bless those who work together in unity. People of God, teamwork means that we share a common idea. We embrace a common goal. We are convinced in one another's faith, trust, and commitment. And in the end, teamwork can be summed up in five short words. We believe in each other. I'm going to say that again for those that are listening in and be listening at a later date, which is very beneficial for us to do. God bless those who work together in unity. So, child of God, believers of Christ, teamwork means that we share a common idea. We embrace a common goal. We are confident in one another's faith, trust, and commitment. And in the end, teamwork can be summed up in five short words. We believe in each other. Again, here in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16, it says, "For whom the whole body fitly joined together and compact by that which every joint supplied, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, make it increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love." Christ unites Christians, believers of Christ, with himself. Christ also brings followers of his into a consistent relationship in harmony with one another. Teamwork makes the ministry work so well. God's work is teamwork. So, people of God, God wants us as his children to be light and salt upon the earth. God wants us to reach out into the world with his word, the gospel. God also wants us to grow and to mature on a spiritual basis. So we have to work at this in order to do it. In fact, beloved, God wants us to work as a team in order to accomplish his purpose. Christian ministry always has to be a team ministry. And each one of us, as followers of Christ, are to be a team player for God's team. God's work, it is teamwork. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 4 through 6. It says, "Knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of man we are among you for your sake. And you become followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost." God's work is teamwork. God's work is very needed at the hour, the age that we are living in. You see, God works as a team, because God is the Trinity. Three works as one in the Godhead. The Trinity is a team. You got God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, which are a team. Jesus worked also as a team. Jesus used all kind of people with different backgrounds in order to reach the world. He utilized the tax collectors, the physicians, the fishermen, women, children. Jesus also used the wealthy, the poor, the masters, the slaves, passionate in his team. Yes, he's also an example, the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus worked as a team. He used people that may not have been qualified, but he qualified the unqualified. He allowed them to be partakers of the mission and the vision that he had during biblical time to save souls. Yes, Jesus used the apostles, the disciples. He used the fishermen. He used the physician. He used the tax collector. He was a friend to the sinners as well as tax collectors. But Jesus, he didn't do like man do. Look on the outside. No, he looked at the heart of men and he utilized them as he seen fit. Also, for another example, when we look at the Apostle Paul, was a tame player. After his encounter on Damascus Road with the Lord, Jesus, Paul, and us as believers of Christ, even in 2021, God will use us to reach out beyond the four walls of a building into the highways and the byways to compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So, beloved, teamwork, it creates a vision of something larger than what one individual can see. See, as being a team player on God's team, God will use you because you are unique, you are special in his eyesight. God's work is teamwork. God will do his work, his way, in his time. But God chooses to work through people. So, beloved, when you do God's work, you will face opposition, hostility. Yes, because you're stepping out of your comfort zone. You're stepping out into the world that is programmed to be opposite of what God stands for. Because we are living we're in this world, but we're not of it. This world is decaying on a daily basis, full of darkness, laden with sin, full of unrighteousness. When we look around, every foundation is being shaken, from the White House all the way to your house and mine, even in the church house. But God is bigger than other calamities that we are faced with. The trials and tribulations, the troubles that may come our way. That's why we got to look on to the hills from which come our help. Our help coming from the Lord. This United States of America, where we are living, is a prime example of God stepping in his time with a miracle from heaven. It says every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of light, who has no If we lack wisdom, we need to ask him. Because he's able, capable to turn things around in our favor. Bible says in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 9, for a great door, an effectual one, is open unto me. And there are many adversaries. Yes, we know that according to John 10:10, that the thief come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. We know the devil, Satan, is the accuser of the brethren. So people of God, there will be people in the team that we own, in God's team, who do not work. There'll be people of God, there'll be some that will try to bring forth discouragement into our lives. So don't stop working for the Lord, because some people are not participating. So believers of Christ, when we do teamwork for God, there will be some individuals in the team who size up with the ones who want to bring discouragement. Those that will try to talk you out of what you stand for. They will be in the team, but will not cooperate. Listen, beloved, there are different kind of people who comes to church in a place of assembly. There are participants, there are partakers, then there are spectators. Partakers comes and engage in worship. They listen very carefully to the message that is being taught or preached. They give in the tithes and offerings. They serve faithfully. They are willing to use their spiritual gifts that God has blessed them with to bless others. Then on the other hand, when you look at the spectators, they are the ones that come to church expecting everyone to wait on them. They are the ones that will come in late and they'll leave early. The question is, in 2020, which one are you? Are you a participator? The choice is yours. God knows. So God's work is teamwork. When we look at the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 6 through 7, it says, but whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it was better for him that a millstone was hung around his neck and that he was drowned in the deepest part of the sea. Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses will come. But woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. People of God, we need to find our place in God's word and do our part individually. Remember that the church, it is a battle. And everyone that is a born-again believer have a role to play in the furtherance of the gospel, in working as one in a team for God's work. You see, God have called us for such a time as this. He have called us and he have equipped us to go forth in the furtherance of the gospel, to preach forth the word of God. without reservation, to let people know that there is a better way, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the one that bridged the gap between God and man. Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He's Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Jesus Christ, he is the one and only way for us to get back in fellowship with God the Father. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 16, we are reminded from whom the whole body of Christ fitly joined together and compact by that which every joint supplied according to effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Yes, Jesus' work is teamwork. Yes, God's work is teamwork. We, as his children, must get to a place in life, in the ministry that he has called us to work together as one, in one heart, one mind, and in one accord, to work as a team and not as a lone ranger, to work together, building up our faith in the Lord, trusting him, according to Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, for us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. All of our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. God's work is teamwork. Oh, yes, it is. We thank God tonight. We praise him for all glory, all praise, and honor goes to him. We serve a God who sits high and looks low, knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. We give him the glory, the praise, and the honor here tonight. God's work is teamwork. Hallelujah. Praise him for his glory, his mercy, and his love. So, beloved, the church has to work together as a team in order to accomplish what God has for us. You see, united, we stand. Divided, we fall. God's work is teamwork. Hallelujah. Every one of us has a role to do in the kingdom of God. God's work is teamwork. So, child of God, you join God's team when you are under Jesus' lordship. God has not called us for isolation, but for us to be identified in a communion of believers. Yes, God's work is teamwork. Have your way here this night, we pray. God's work is teamwork.
I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Judging people high and low out of self-righteousness. Jesus said, don't judge no one when your stuff is a mess. live for real.
Live for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
While yours is in the clear. My God, he sits high and he looks low. You'll see more blessings when you hang up the phone. Live for real.
Live for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live for real.
Live for real.
Live for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
I hear you talk about what Jesus did for you. Live it for real. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Live it for real.
Live for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live for real.
Live for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Living for real. Real for the Lord. That's what we need to do on a continuous basis. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, again, tonight we are talking about God's work is, excuse me, it's teamwork. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for all those that be listening to tonight and those that be listening at a later date. We pray that the anointing of the Spirit of God would rest upon the Word of God from this night forward, amen. In the book of Ephesians, again, chapter 4, verse 16, it says, for whom the whole body fitly joined together and compact by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. So, beloved, the church has to work together as a team to accomplish what God has for us to do. United, we stand. Divided, we fall. Every one of us, as believers of Christ, has a role to do in the kingdom of God. God's work is teamwork. Child of God, you join. When you join God's team, when you became born again, and now we're underneath the leadership of Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. He is our Lordship. God has not called us as believers of Christ for isolation, but for us to be identified in a community of believers. People of God, the body of Christ grows when everybody plays their position through mutual contribution and diversity of gifts. The potential for the team is only realized when everyone plays their position. as a team, we succeed when everybody plays their part. Again, here in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 11 through 13, when Jesus got ready to ascend on high after being raised from the dead, he left gifts to men, to the body of Christ. And the word says, and Jesus gave some apostles and some prophets, some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Why? For the perfecting, equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. God's work is teamwork. You see, the pastor's role is more like a coach helping people to discover and develop their potential to minister to others. Not every believer of Christ is a pastor, but every believer of Christ is a minister. Minister means, it simply means serving God by serving others. So children of God, anytime we use our talent, our ability, our background, our experience to help someone else, you know what that is called. It is called ministering. And so all of us are called to ministry. Bible says in Matthew chapter 20, verse 28, even as the Son of Man had to be ministered unto, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for some. So Jesus is our set example, and we as followers of his have to follow the example that he already has set for us, and that is that for us to serve, we serve God by serving others. God's work is teamwork. God has designed our lives to fit together, to create the greater whole. Children of God, every one of us, believers of Christ, we play a vital role, part of the church body that is needed. Beloved, the church as a team does not exist for the individual. Rather, the individual exists for the church as a whole. Now, when I'm talking about the church, I'm not talking about the building. Excuse me. I'm not talking about the building structure. I'm talking about the people. Because we as believers of Christ, once we accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our lives and the Holy Spirit came and abide within us, we became the temple of the Holy Ghost. We are God's workmanship. We are his creation. Hallelujah. In 1 Peter 4, verse 10, it says, as every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. God has given each of us, each believer of Christ, special abilities. Beloved, God has made you very unique. And your uniqueness is not for your benefit. No, God has made you in order to make a difference. You will get self-satisfaction, self-esteem from service rendered to God and to others. use the ability that God gave you for eternal purpose. People of God, Jesus assembled the unlikely to accomplish the impossible. And he does the same today in 2020. Yes, Jesus, he assembled the unlikely, the unqualified, in order to qualify them to accomplish the impossible. And he does the same even now in the times and age that we are living in. God's work is teamwork. The answer for position in the body of Christ in the church setting is serving. If a person, an individual, a believer of Christ is unwilling to serve God, and to serve others by putting the needs of others above your own personal agenda, then you are not fit to lead. I'm going to say that again for those that are listening in. The answer for position in the body of Christ in a church setting is to serve God and serve others. As a believer of Christ, if you are unwilling to serve God and to serve others by putting the needs of others above your own personal agenda, you are not fit to lead. So people of God, we are called to take up the cross, a death, deny ourselves, and follow Jesus. We're also called to a lifestyle of sacrifice and self-denial. Yes, Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, has called every believer, every disciple, to a lifestyle of obedience. Obedience to God and obedience to God's word. So child of God, there's always a risk when you seek to obey Jesus, to obey God, to obey his word. The grace of Jesus did not come cheap. It cost him. It cost him everything. So we, as believers of Christ, our obedience should not be cheap either. It should cost us something. You see, God's work is teamwork. The success of our ministry depends largely on developing a strong team with a deep sense of team spirit. Believers of Christ, trust among your team. God's team is the emotional glue that binds us up together. It is important and essential to producing true confidence in one another. Man of God, woman of God, people will trust you if time after time they see you responding in a consistent and reasonable manner. Also, you need to be readable in the sense that people need to know where you are coming from in your decisions, and in your response. Always, my brothers and sisters, always, man of God, woman of God, defend members of your team when they are criticized, and then check the facts out later in private. In private, always assuming the best. Believe in the best and your team members that is on your team. People of God, people trust leaders who trust them. So trust is vital. It is important. Trust means to rely on. In the book of Romans, chapter 13, verse 7, it says, render therefore to all their dues, tribute, tax to whom tax is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Man or woman of God, the more credit you give to those, the more that is under your leadership, the more they will develop team spirit. It is that single giving. It is that simple. Give honor and respect to all those to whom it is due. All leaders are learners. All leaders in the body of Christ are learners. So child of God, teamwork, it isn't a luxury. It isn't a luxury tool. It is a necessity that is needed in the body of Christ. God's work is teamwork. As individual that is accountable, accountability is needed in order for team productivity. Christian ministry is teamwork with mutual sacrifice becoming a way of life. As believers of Christ, our willingness to give up ourselves for the good of the ministry and for the people we serve. You see, God uses the efforts of each other in equal uniqueness and in special ways. Bible says in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God's work is teamwork. Teamwork relies on everyone knowing the position. Teamwork, it happens when a group of individuals, people, are brought together to achieve a common purpose or goal. God has given all believers of Christ an important responsibility of making disciples in all nations. According to the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 19 through 20, it says, go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. In order, my brothers and sisters of Christ, in order to achieve this objective, it involves preaching, teaching, nourishing, giving, and administrating other tasks. Remember this, always be mindful as a team. Each person has his or her own special abilities that he or her can offer. So together, the unified can serve God very effectively. Because God's word, God's work is teamwork. God's work is needed more now than ever before. We need to work together in one heart, one mind, and in one accord. Remember what the word says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. For we are fellow workers together with God. Ye are God's field. Ye are God's building. So as individual team members, we study and learn what is required. According to 2 Timothy 2 and 15, it says, for us to study, show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Yes, the word of God says in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 14 through 16, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But let us speak the truth in love, that we may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compact by that which every joint supply according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, make an increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love, fitly joined together and compact. Brothers and sisters of Christ, as Jesus unite us, believers of Christ, with himself, Jesus also bring us into harmony, relationship with one another. And this is accomplished by that which each joint supplied, by every supporting ligament. The spiritual gifts are frequently likened to various ligaments of a body. Jesus Christ, he joins believers all together and unite them by divinely ordaining ministries of Christians who possess divine spiritual gifts, which are exercised and used among believers of Christ for the common goal. You see, the church spiritual growth, then it will come from Christ through the believers' ministry to one another as they employ their spiritual gifts to be used for the body of Christ. Yes, biblical fellowship is built on shared calling. Biblical fellowship is built on shared belief, shared hope, and shared faith and suffering in the body of Christ. Remember, as we come to a close, that God blesses, excuse me, God blesses who work together in unity. So people of God, teamwork means that we share a common idea. We embrace a common though we are confident in one another, faith, trust, and commitment. And in the end, teamwork can be summed up in five short words. We believe in one another. We work together in unity that the body of Christ may become one, that the body of Christ can work in harmony one with another. Yes, people of God, God wants us as his children, as believers of Christ, to be light and salt in the world that we are living in. God wants us to reach out into the byways and the highways of life with his word, the gospel, good news, the Bible, good news, biblical instruction given to us before leaving earth. Yet God also, he wants us to grow and for us to mature on a spiritual level. So we have to work in order to accomplish this. So, beloved of Christ, work as a team to accomplish God's purpose, which is eternally. Christian ministry always has to be a team ministry. And each one of us, as followers of Christ, are to be a team player. God's work is teamwork. We just hope and pray that was something that we said through the Word of God tonight that inspired you, that have encouraged you, that will cause you to move a little bit further, move forward in the things of God, knowing that if God be for you, who or what can be against you? Knowing the fact that God is the one that is keeping us. He's the one that has embraced us. Let us see a brand new day. His hands is upon our lives. And for that, we are thankful and grateful. Because teamwork makes the ministry work. God's work is teamwork. So my brothers and sisters of Christ, be encouraged. There may be one or there may be some underneath the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. Well, this is the hour. This is the time in 2021 to get back in right standing with God. You may have taught about it last year in 2020. It is behind you now. This is a brand new day. This is God's day. Yes, come to him while the blood is flowing in your veins. Quit putting off today for tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised. Today is the day of salvation. Bible says, if you hear the word of God, don't harden your heart. Because, again, we are not promised tomorrow. If that's you tonight, give your life to Christ. The word says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. After you repent of your sin, you come forth to the foot of the cross. Repent before God. Let him know how sorry you are for the sins that you have committed. And from this day forward, after you let him know, after you repented of your sin with a sincere heart, and you have given your life totally and complete into his hands, The word says in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, for with your heart you believe on the righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. It's just that simple. But only you can open up the door to your heart and let them come in. Let them clean you up, turn you around, put your foot on solid ground. God loves you. We love you. Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God is good, and he's good all the time. And all the time, he's good. God bless you. God keep you. We say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. We appreciate your attendance. Please share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends and have them join you to listen to this broadcast every Tuesday and every Friday evenings at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, every Tuesday and Friday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Have them join you and join us to hear the Word of God. We appreciate your time. God bless you. Have a great weekend. And remember, Jesus loves you and we love you too. Amen. Have a great weekend. God bless.